أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني يذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون ولما دخلوا عليه قالوا يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوفلنا الكيل وتصدق علينا إن الله يجزي المتصدقين صدق الله العظيم. Continuing from the last ayah, these are ayah 87-88 of Surah Yusuf. From the ayah of 86, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam said to his sons, إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون, that certainly I know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you do not know. And what was this knowledge that he was speaking about? He had had full knowledge of the dream of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, the dream of the 11 stars, the sun and the moon, all making sajda to him, to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. That was a true dream, and that had to materialize. There was a day when this will happen. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had known that his family will come together. He will see, he will meet Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. He had also known that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will listen to his dua, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause that dua to come true. So this was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He had this knowledge, but obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now unfolds, and like all of us ought to be fulfilling the commandments of Allah in obedience. Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam are under the instruction of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now it dawns in the mind of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, after Binyamin is also taken away from him, that the time has come when Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam and my family needs to come together. So hence Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam addresses his sons, Ya Bani, O my sons, idhabu, go out, fatahassasu mi Yusufa wa akhi, and search for Yusuf and his brother. Now obviously, Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, materially, from the material point of view, there is no knowledge of where Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is, but there is knowledge with regards to where Binyamin is, and hence Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, so to say, determines that they should go out into the direction of Egypt. There are some that have stated that Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam also had this hope in this person in Egypt, the Aziz in Egypt, the man that is on the throne in Egypt, that perhaps because he had returned the first amount of money that we had sent, we had taken, he returned it back into the baggage, that probably this man has some kind of kindness in his heart, this man has some kind of softness towards us as a family, that he, if he is informed about Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's loss, then perhaps he can make an announcement. He has all the facilities with regards to security, etc., that can make an attempt to find Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, or alternatively, his kindness, his generosity, sending back that money, he himself could be Yusuf. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, and do not despair, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is again the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is speaking, and this is the very important aspect of a believer, that we never lose hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The tabi'een used to say that there was something about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had within themselves, they will not embark on a major sin voluntarily, but when that would happen, they would never lose hope in Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. This is one important aspect of our deen, of our iman. Innahu la yayasu min ruhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. And none loses hope, none despairs in the mercy of Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala, but a disbelieving community. And addressing his sons, he sends them off, and obviously they will go in the direction of Egypt. One, they know for sure Binyamin is there. Secondly, there is also a need for more grain. And this is now the third trip that they are making to Egypt. First it was 10 brothers, then it was Binyamin, it was 11. Now there are 9 brothers that are going towards Egypt, towards Misr, for the simple reason is that they are in search of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. They know the whereabouts of Binyamin, but also together with that, there is a severe need once again for grain, and hence they go and they travel. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. And when they enter upon him, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, they address him, يَا أَيُّ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. They say, O Aziz, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرِّ. Difficulty, anguish has now afflicted us and our family. In other words, the difficulty of this drought has undoubtedly now gone deep into our family. There is this famine, there is this lack of food, there is nothing at home, and now we have come to purchase this grain that you distribute, but the condition of what we have brought by way of the payment, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاهٍ. And now we have brought such coins, we have brought such money that is not in vogue. In other words, it is not worthy of placing in front of you, because some ulama say that they brought these coins that had no value really. It was not in vogue. People were not using it. And hence they brought it. In our context, it is like somebody bringing coins, the 20 cents and the 10 cents pieces, it may have some value, but obviously it is not acceptable in the marketplace anymore. And some have said, even in that, whatever they brought, they had brought some household belonging, some household goods, and hence they placed it in front of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, knowing full well it is not sufficient, knowing full well it is not acceptable. فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ. And fulfill for us the measurement, that whatever the measurement be, give it to us, but understand that this amount of money is not going to be sufficient. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. And give us some concession, give us some discount with regards to the price that we ought to have paid. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards those that are considerate to others in a time of need, when there is a business transaction that is going on and the severe need on the one side, and on the other side there is a discount in the price. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes pleased, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes happy, and in this way the brothers made the third return to Egypt, and they plead in front of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. We can see the events have changed, that they were those same arrogant individuals that threw Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam in the well. Unknown to them at this point, now they beseech Yusuf alayhi salam, they plead in front of Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is again another very, very important lesson, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us material means, be it wealth, be it health, be it status, use it for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Never have arrogance, don't have pride. Allah ta'ala may turn that wheel, and maybe that same day, that day will come, that the same people whom we had been arrogant and we had been oppressive to, we will have to plead in front of them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.